Hey, what's going on? I'm Tim Barnett. It's time to stack the pucks with several previews, including the Washington Capitals taking on the Pittsburgh Penguins, the Vegas Golden Knights take on the Edmonton Oilers, and the St. Louis Blues square off against the Anaheim Ducks. Pittsburgh comes into this as a slight favorite with the money line at minus 145, and Washington's money line sits at plus 125. The over-under set at 6.5 with the puck line minus 1.5 in favor of the Penguins at plus 170. Now, the Capitals come into today 34-31-8, 33-40 against the puck line, 33 overs, 37 unders, and a 17-17-3 record on the road. The Capitals have lost three straight before their beatdown of the Chicago Blackhawks 6-1 on Thursday night. Connor Sherry and Anthony Mantha scored two goals within 18 seconds of each other to make the game 2-0 in favor of the Capitals through one. Then in the second period, just a minute and a half into it, Nick Dowd scored, with Nicholas Backstrom scoring just 7 minutes later to put the Capitals up 4-0 through two. John Carlson converted on the power play a little over a minute into the third to make it 5-0 Capitals, but Nikita Zaitsev scored for the Blackhawks 2 minutes later to make it 5-1. Then Alexander Ovechkin, with just over 5 minutes remaining in the game, scored unassisted to make the final 6-1 Washington. That was a must-win game for the Capitals, seeing as they have a total of 76 points, which is four shy of that final wildcard spot of the Pittsburgh Penguins. So this will be a good game, and a game the Capitals definitely need to win if they want to make the playoffs this year. As for the over-unders for Washington, the over is 4-0 in the Capitals' last four versus the Eastern Conference. The over is 5-0 in the Capitals' last five games playing on 1 day's rest, while the over is 7-0 in the Capitals' last seven overall. Pittsburgh, meanwhile, is 35-27-10, 30-42 against the puck line, 31 overs, 36 unders, and a 19-11-5 record at home. The Penguins have lost five of their last six, including their loss on Thursday night to the Dallas Stars by a score of 3-2. Dallas got the scoring started 8 minutes and 45 seconds into the first behind the stick of Rope Hintz. Then in the second period, 4 minutes into it, Sid the Kid scored to tie things up. But Dallas was able to score two goals in just under 2 minutes in the third period to make the score 3-1. Then Pierre Oliver Joseph, a couple minutes after Dallas' third goal, scored to bring it within 3-2, but no matter how hard Pittsburgh tried, they could not tie it up to force overtime, losing 3-2. Now, as I just mentioned, Pittsburgh does hold the final wildcard spot with 80 total points, but you have Florida right behind them with 79, Washington, who they're playing tonight, at 76. So the race is still on, and if Pittsburgh keeps losing like they are, yeah, they're not going to be making the playoffs, let me tell you. As for Pittsburgh's injury report, they have Jeff Petrie, who's questionable today for an upper body injury, as well as goaltender Tristan Jarry, who is questionable with a lower body injury himself. Now, as for the over-unders, the under is 4-0 in the Penguins' last four Saturday games, while the under is 4-0 in the Penguins' last four versus the Metro Division. I think this is going to be a really good game, and right now, both teams don't seem to be playing at their total best, so I think the money line is almost perfect, in which case, you know what? I'm going to take the Capitals money line at plus 125.
I'm Hunter Logan. It is time to stack the pucks now with a preview between the Vegas Golden Knights and the Edmonton Oilers. A great game on Saturday night with Vegas opening up as a plus 146 and the Oilers at minus 176. Shifted around a little bit now with the Golden Knights at plus 158 and the Oilers at minus 192. You can get the Oilers on the puck line minus 1.5 at plus 135 and the over-under in this game is at 6.5. Vegas coming into this game, they're 45-21-6 on the year, 36-36 against the puck line, 31 overs, 36 unders, 23-7-5 on the road this season. It's been a goaltending carousel for them as of late. Obviously, the Logan Thompson injury, Aiden Hill got injured, and Logan Thompson comes back the other night against the Flames. He gets hurt again. It's Jonathan Quick that comes in and gets the win for the Golden Knights, and so it's going to be him again starting this game for them against the Oilers. He's 16-14-4 in the year, a 3-4 goals against average, an .882 save percentage, a 2 shutouts as well in the season. And the Golden Knights, with all this goaltending turmoil, they won 7 out of their last 8, 6 overs in that time. They're coming off of a win against Calgary 3-2 on Thursday, like I mentioned. Jonathan Quick had to come in and he had to play the rest of that game, but they're getting contributions up and down the lineup. Chandler Stevenson's been really good for them. Jack Eichel's been good. They're getting contributions on the back end from guys like Shea Theodore Alec Martinez. Things are just going absolutely fantastic for Vegas. And remember right before the All-Star break, people were kind of like, oh no, Vegas, you know, they've lost four of the last six and things aren't looking that good. And who knows, they might miss the playoffs again. But now they're in a fight with the Kings and the Oilers to win the Pacific Division. That's why this game is massive for the Golden Knights. Because if the Oilers get another 2 points, they're getting closer and closer and closer to the Golden Knights to win that division. Now, I can say Vegas is 6-0 in their last six road games, so there you go. And they've also had 5 of 6 overs, so they're a tough road out. Now, the Oilers, on the other hand, they're 41-23-8, 39-33 against the puck line, 43 overs, 22 unders. They're 20-12-5 at home this season, and it's probably going to be Stuart Skinner in net for them tonight. What a steal for them. Yeah, you thought it was going to be Jack Campbell this season? Nah. Stuart Skinner's 23-14-6, a 2.9 goals against, a 9.10 save percentage, and the Oilers have won 5 straight games. They're coming off of a win against the Coyotes on Wednesday. Thank God for Connor McDavid being a thing for the Oilers, because obviously he has 60 goals. He has 135 points. He's just an absolute machine. He's going to get to 150 points. That's stupid for the way hockey is played today. Like I mentioned, 5 straight wins for the Oilers, and they're getting contributions as well now from outside of McDavid. Obviously, you get a couple goals from McDavid, and things are looking great, but that pickup of Matthias Ekholm, he's been good for them. He has like 7 points in 11 games for them. He's been playing more physical. He's giving them a different kind of edge that they needed, that little physical edge that I don't want to go near Stuart Skinner because I'm going to have to answer to Matthias Ekholm. And also, Dreisaitl's having a fantastic year. Nugent Hopkins has over 30 goals. Warren Fogle, a guy on the bottom end of that team, he has about 10 goals, which is something the Oilers don't really have, which was depth scoring. They're starting to get those contributions up and down the lineup. That's why they're right there, ready to win the Pacific Division. They're right there. And I think the Oilers are going to win this game because they've won 5 of their last 6 against Vegas. So I like Edmonton at home in this game. And I like the over to hit mainly because any game that Connor McDavid plays in, I'm going to pick the over. Call me crazy, but when the best player in the world is on the ice, I like rooting for goals. I don't know about you. Plus, he's on my fantasy team. So I like the Oilers in this game, and I love the over.
Now we're going to do a Stack the Pucks preview between the St. Louis Blues versus the Anaheim Ducks. St. Louis comes into this game as the favorite with the money line at minus 155, and Anaheim is at plus 135. The over-under set at 6.5 with the puck line minus 1.5 in favor of the Blues at plus 160. Now St. Louis comes into today 32-33-6, 31-40 against the puck line, 41 overs, 22 unders, and a 17-17-1 record on the road. St. Louis has won 3 of their last 4 after defeating the Red Wings in a home-and-home on Thursday night, losing their first one, but then winning in Detroit by a score of 4-3. Detroit jumped out to a 2-0 lead within the first minute and a half of the game, but with 9 minutes and 50 seconds into the first period, St. Louis notched a goal for themselves, making it 2-1-1. Then in the second period, it all belonged to St. Louis, scoring 3 straight goals, making the score 4-2-1. With just over 2.25 remaining in the game, Detroit's Alex Chiasson scored for the Red Wings, making it 4-3. But there is nothing more Detroit could do, having now losing to St. Louis 4-3 at home. Now, that win's okay for St. Louis, but it's not going to help their playoff anymore because they sit at 70 and the final wildcard spot is at 85. And St. Louis has 11 games remaining. It's possible, but they're going to need a lot, and I mean a lot of help to get them into the playoffs, and I don't see that happening. As for the injury report, St. Louis threw up centerman Robert Thomas, who's questionable for Saturday's game due to an illness. And as for the over-unders, the over is 36-12-6 in the Blues' last 54 road games, while the over is 3-1-1 in the Blues' last 5 versus the Pacific. Anaheim comes into today 23-39-10, 35-37 against the puck line, 37 overs, 33 unders, and a 12-20-3 record at home. The Ducks have been struggling themselves, having lost 3 straight, including 5 of their last 6 after their loss to the Winnipeg Jets on Thursday night by a score of 3-2. Anaheim got the scoring started midway through the first, but just under a minute later, Mason Appleton tied it up for the Jets. Kyle Connor put the Jets ahead 2-1 in the middle of the second period. And then in the third period, 5 minutes into the third period, Frank Vigano converted on the power play to make the score 2-2. But 5 minutes later, Adam Lowry scored for the Jets to make it 3-2. And that is all she wrote for the Ducks. And they could do nothing else, losing to the Jets 3-2. Now again, the Ducks have been eliminated from playoff contention, so it doesn't help them out there, win, lose, or draw. And as for their injury report, Jamie Drysdale is out for the season due to an upper body injury, as well as goaltender Anthony Stolarz out for the season due to a knee injury. Now, as for the over-unders for the Ducks, the under is 5-1 in the Ducks' last six versus the Western Conference, while the under is 8-2-1 in the Ducks' last 11 games playing on one day's rest. I mean, this is a no-brainer for me. I have to take St. Louis. Anaheim is done. They are out of the playoff contention. They'll still play hard. There's no two ways about it. But this time, St. Louis is the better team. So give me the Blues, puck line, -1.5, which sits at +160. For more NHL, NFL, and NBA betting and game previews, head to the Sports Stack. I'm Tim Barnum with a Stack the Pucks preview between the Capitals and the Penguins, the Golden Knights and the Oilers, as well as the Blues and the Ducks.